This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Zach Berman is a senior writer at The Athletic. He covers the Eagles and the NFL. You can follow him on X, on Twitter, at ZBerm, B-E-R-M. Zach, thanks so much for making time for us today. The Eagles open up tomorrow night as the defending champions at home against the Cowboys. By the way, guys, that line keeps climbing. It's up to 8.5 from 7 this time last week. Zach, one of the questions we are wondering here, and we've talked a lot about it over the summer through training camp and now even as we approach week one, is has Washington closed the gap at all on Philadelphia? I'm not sure you've thought about it from Washington's perspective, but I'd like your reaction and answer to that if you have one.
No, I frankly don't think Washington has closed the gap, right? I respect what Washington did last season, and I think, too, though, you look at the way the Eagles played in the championship game, I see some of the moves Washington made this offseason. They're an older team. They're an experienced team. Obviously, the schedule's more difficult. There's things, whether it's injury variance or, you know, fourth down efficiency, late game situations, that I'm curious to see how sticky it is year to year. But I look at the Eagles. They've made two of the last three Super Bowls. They have lost key players, but they have blue-chip talent on both sides of the ball. And, you know, they're going to be tough games because Washington's a good team. But I don't think the Eagles have taken a step back, per se.
All right, let's talk about what they've lost, what they've gained. Start on offense. What did they lose? What did they gain?
Well, they're returning 10 of 11 starters. So what they've lost was right guard Mekhi Becton in the starting lineup. And, you know, Tyler Steen, who was a former third-round pick, been with the team the past 2 years, he's stepping in now as the starter. What they gain is honestly, they're in their prime, a lot of these players, right? We've got Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. These are guys who are kind of in the primes of their careers right now. They have the best offensive line in the NFL. Jordan Mailata, Landon Dickerson, primes of the, and Cam Jurgens, primes of their career. Lane Johnson, the right tackle, is a future Hall of Famer. Now, I should note that they lost offensive coordinator Kellen Moore.
Yes.
They have another internal promotion with Kevin Patullo, who's been with the Eagles since Nick Sirianni arrived in 2021. So there's a lot of continuity on the offensive side of the ball. I think the question is more how it evolves relative to how they played last year.
Tell me about the coordinator switch, because when it went from Shane Steichen to Brian Johnson, who's on our staff now, there were issues with protection. There were issues offensively that never necessarily got ironed out. So is there any concern that Kellen Moore is gone and he has, and Jalen in that offense will have a new coordinator this year?
it's always something you're mindful of. And you know, I'll say in covering Brian Johnson, knowing Brian Johnson, Brian Johnson's a sharp guy, good coach, and I think he should get another chance to be a coordinator. I don't put 2023 on him per se. I think there were a lot of dynamics there coming off the Super Bowl season, the Super Bowl loss, and there were a lot of different ideas about how the offense should function then. I think it's a different situation now given the way the Eagles played last year. I think, you know, Jalen Hurts is in a better spot right now. I think obviously the, you know, Saquon Barkley, you know, you have AJ, you have Devontae. If they stay healthy, I don't have much concern about the Eagles offensively.
Saquon Barkley's had an issue, you know, going year to year with sure. health, and last year obviously was a heavy, heavy workload year. 345 carries, another, you know, 33 receptions, and he was tremendous. I'm curious, if they lost Saquon Barkley, not for the season, but for several games, I'm actually a big Will Shipley fan, and I'm wondering if you think Philadelphia would drop off significantly.
Yeah, I mean, Saquon Barkley's coming off the best season a running back's ever had in NFL history, I'd say, right? If you just look at the numbers, the end result, the week-to-week consistency. So there would be a drop-off. Now, Will Shipley has shown some promise. Frankly, I think what you'd probably see more is more of the passing game. And the Eagles have perhaps the best wide receiver combination in the NFL, if not the best, one of the top three. So I don't think they would be giving Will Shipley the workload that Saquon Barkley has. But it is something to be mindful of, is that Saquon had nearly 500 touches last year when you combine the regular season and the postseason. And we'll need to see how he looks this season. If he stays healthy, the consistency there, the way defenses attack him. But that's the thing about the Eagles, is that they're not one dimensional, right? And you saw that in the Super Bowl when the Chiefs tried to bottle up Saquon Barkley. Jalen Hurts has one of the best games of his career. And, you know, I expect the Eagles to pass the ball more this year. So, yeah, to answer the question succinctly, there is a drop-off going to Will Shipley, but I don't think it's a one-for-one swap. I think the way the offense functions would be different.
You know, a lot of the offseason, and a lot of this do this, you know, I'm guilty of it too. You just take a lot of these, you know, lists and rankings to come up with content during, you know, June and July and August. And, you know, a common, you know, theme to every offseason is quarterback rankings and quarterback tiers. And Jalen's definitely one of those guys that gets, you know, he's not everybody's cup of tea, but others love him. I've always said, I don't know if I'd want him over our guy, to be honest with you, but I don't think anybody's played better in the Eagles' biggest games over the last few years than Jalen Hurts. He seems to have that clutch gene. How do you view Jalen Hurts in the context of the other really good quarterbacks in the league?
Yeah, Jalen's in the winner's circle quite a bit, right? He's been in the Super Bowl two of the past 3 years. He's made the playoffs all 4 years. He's been a starting quarterback. He was second in MVP voting, you know, 2 years ago, right? So the way I see it is that the statistics aren't what some of the other quarterbacks have, right? And look, I can't take anything away from Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. That would be my top four. But I would put Jalen Hurts five there. And I think if you look at the 2022 season, it was outstanding. 2023 was a step back in terms of the turnovers. The offense was different in 2024, but there's a reason why this guy consistently wins. I think part of the, I don't want to say criticism of him, but skepticism of him, is that he has a great supporting cast around him, and there's this idea that he's carried by the offense rather than carrying the offense. But, you know, this is something that I've spoken to a lot of people in the building about, Nick Sirianni included, is that You look at it, you know, Joe Montana had Jerry Rice, right? I mean, Tom Brady, his best years came with Randy Moss, Rob Gronkowski, you know. Yep. So great players typically play with great players. And I don't know if it's the chicken or the egg there, but what I do know is that Jalen Hurts wins an awful lot. And for you to be in two of three Super Bowls, winning one of them, being a potential game-winning drive away from another. It's hard to look at it and say that that Jalen's not one of the top 5-6 quarterbacks in the league.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Leak.
All right, let's shift it to defense. Zach Berman from The Athletic joining us. He's a senior NFL writer covering the Eagles and the rest of the league as well. Defensively, what did they lose? What did they gain?
Yeah, I mean, they lost key players on the defensive line and in the secondary. They lost Josh Sweat. They lost Milton Williams. Brandon Graham retired. They traded Bryce Huff. In the secondary, they lost Darius Slay. They lost C.J. Gardner-Johnson. They lost Davante Maddox, right? So this defense is going to look different. And you know, what they kept is Vic Fangio, who you know might be the best defensive coordinator in the league or certainly up there.
Yep.
And they have blue-chip players on all three levels. They have Jalen Carter on the defensive line. They have Zach Bond at linebacker. They have Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean in the secondary. Now, the question is how do they replace some of those other spots? And I would be less worried about the defensive front. They're trying to figure out the second cornerback spot, second safety spot. There's some ambiguity there. I want to see how consistent the edge rushers are. But, if you look at this roster and they only have two starters, 25 years old, right? So they have a young team, but there's a lot of players returning. There really aren't that many new faces here per se, right? Jahad Campbell at linebacker, Dory Jackson at corner. But this is a team that has drafted mainly the defensive side of the ball the past few years, and those guys are stepping into bigger roles this year.
Tell me real quickly about Jahad Campbell. We've heard a lot about the excitement over him and maybe sooner rather than later in terms of major contribution.
Yeah, he just looks different. He moves different. The athletic ability is off the charts. There's some refinement that needs to come with the game, but you don't find guys like that too often at that position. It's clear the upside. It's clear the talent. He dropped in the draft, because of health questions in large part. But, the Eagles are confident that he's going to stay or that he's going to be healthy. He's been healthy throughout the summer. So we'll see how that goes. But in terms of the talent, he just looks different. And, the Eagles haven't had a guy like that in a long time.
N'Kobe Dean's going to miss, I think, the first few games minimum. He did not play in the NFC Championship game, and he had been playing well. Real quickly, defensively, I said the other day that we ranked the best pound-for-pound players, not necessarily impact or importance. I think Jalen Carter is the best player in the division. And am I nuts?
You're not nuts. He's certainly one of the most talented, right? And it's interesting talking to people and say he's just kind of scratching the surface on his development. And he's going into year three. He's an absolute force. You saw what he did against Washington, frankly, when the Eagles played Washington up in Philly last year, the way he blew up that fourth down play. I thought that was the key play in the game. You saw what he did against the Rams in the postseason. You saw what he did against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. He's an absolute force. He's going to become one of the great defensive linemen in the league. The guy he reminds me of is Ndamukong Suh, and he's on that trajectory. He doesn't really have the counting stats, but if you talk to opposing offensive linemen, you watch the games, he's a special player.
If I were to tell you the Eagles didn't win the division, what would be the number one reason why it didn't happen?
Injuries, right? And I really think that's what it is that they have so much blue chip talent, right? I mean, I know the top 100 just came out on NFL Network. The Eagles had the most players in that group, and I don't think it was particularly close, right? I mean, I think by like two or three players more than the next team. But there's a drop off at some key spots, so. If they get banged up at offensive tackle, if they get banged up at corner, if they get banged up, you know, at wide receiver, there's a drop off at some key spots, and you know, even a running back, and I didn't even mention quarterback, right? So, I think what would hold the Eagles back this year would be injuries.
Last one. Any chance they've got, you know, the Super Bowl hangover year? A bit overconfident, a bit complacent.
I don't think complacency or overconfidence is the issue. I think if they don't make it back, it's because it's hard to get to the Super Bowl, right? I mean, there's a reason why, if you look at the math, you look at the amount of teams that make it, it's difficult to get back. It's difficult to repeat. Teams are going to come after them. They're going to have to evolve. But I don't think it'll be because of complacency or because of some type of Super Bowl hangover. I just think that, you know, they got a target on their back, and teams are coming after them this year.
Zach, thanks for doing this. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the season.
You got it. Thank you.
Zach Berman, everybody, covers the Eagles for The Athletic. Zach does not think Washington has closed the gap on the Eagles. Do you? Yes or no? Why or why not? 301-230-0980. I'll give you my answer when we come back. Did Washington close the gap on the Eagles? Kevin Sheehan Show, The Team 980 and TheTeam980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime, Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.